This is a Bible teaching podcast from www.lumen.org.uk. The presenter is Jeff Lumley.
Revelation chapter 8 verse 10 in the NIV says, "The third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star blazing like a torch fell from the sky on a third of the rivers and the springs of water." Carrying on to 11, "The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the water that had become bitter." Now, I know everybody has their own interpretation of Revelation, but I do think you need to start with biblical symbolism. And the springs of water in the Old Testament represent God's word and God's truth and how God blesses, feeds, and waters us. So here we have the springs of water being polluted, and then from that, the rivers that flow from them being polluted. One third of all the springs and one third of all the waters are polluted. What are the waters? What are the springs in Christian theology? Well, they are, Jesus said, "I am the living water. I am the well. I am a true well. Anyone who comes to me will never thirst." That's what Jesus talks about when he talks about living water. Out of his voice come the sound of many rushing waters, it says at the beginning of Revelation. And so I think we have to accept that the springs and the rivers are all to do with the Word of God. It's the Word of God that is the spring of living water. It's the Word of God that is the river of life. Where's that song go? "There's a river of life flowing out through me, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see, opens prison doors, sets the captives free. There's a river of life flowing out through me." But the third angel, or the third trumpet, sounded, and a third of the water was turned bitter. And the name of this thing is wormwood, gall, bitterness. What does it mean? It means quite simply, I think, that one third of all Christian teaching is polluted. That's essentially, to take the fraction and to take the analogy, that's what he's saying. One third is polluted. One third is made up of man-made ideas that's not from Scripture. And people are dying. People are dying because they do not hear the truth of the gospel. I know many people who are inoculated against the truth of the gospel because for them, what has been taught has been churchianity, not Christianity. It's been about how you behave in church, what you do in church, how you set this up, how you must attend the communion service, or in the Catholic Church, the Mass. And so much of Catholic teaching is bitter and does not lead to life. But that is not to condemn the Roman Catholic Church alone, because so much of that, when the Protestant Reformation came, was carried forward into Protestant churches. Yes, there was Reformation, but it didn't destroy all. It didn't cut out all the bitter teaching. And there is bitter teaching, certainly in the Anglican Church, but there is bitter teaching in all the churches. For goodness sake, as many people will say, we celebrate Easter, we don't celebrate Passover. And hang on a minute, aren't you saying we shouldn't be celebrating the death and resurrection of Jesus? No, of course I'm not saying that. But we don't do it, we don't need to do it and forget the Passover and celebrate a feast, or forget the feast that God gave us to point to the Messiah. You see, Easter, Good Friday, even if it wasn't a Friday, the crucifixion of Jesus, the crucifixion of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus took place on the feasts of Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, because those are feasts of the Messiah that point to these things. And by cutting those out, we haven't got the full truth. So every church has got some of this bitterness. And in the last generation, what has risen is new bitterness, new false teachings that have come into the church, where someone has amplified part of the truth and ignored other parts of the truth, and worse still, even put some lies in there. The only place where the truth is the Bible. So why are you listening to this? Why are you not reading your Bible?
The music is by graceforall.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.